But I have to admit that the letter which most, well, aroused my spirits, I suppose is one way of putting it this week, had rather more to do with iced buns than terminal decline. Or rather, with the Satterthwaite iced buns that, along with Lingo Fizz and fish scraps, played such a formative gastronomic role in my childhood. Peter Sewell emailed in with such sad news. Laurie, thank you for mentioning Satterthwaite's. A few years ago, they went out of business. But then he had some good news. A young couple, however, bought the Satterthwaite's equipment at auction and resurrected the business. And then he went on with a personal admission. I now make regular pilgrimages to Crosby to stock up on their pork pies. And finally, Peter had what can only be called a fulsome recommendation. Their pork pies, as you may be aware, Laurie, are considerably better than sex. Good heavens, Peter. I suppose that explains so very, very much about my celibate adolescence. Now, don't forget you can send your comments on sex, pork pies, or indeed the operations of the charity sector to Thinking Aloud, BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A, 1AA.